Back at it, homegrown radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
Let's go.
We got the man, the myth, the legend in the building right now. Recovering ho. Junior Choi checked in right now. Man.
What we said. Straight from London, man.
Yo, so real quick, how many times, well, I just want to get your perspective on it. How many times and how many people have fucked up your name to the point where you're like, all right, there's no coming back from that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it is. Yeah, there's actually no messing it up. There's no messing
up.
That's
bullshit. Not
real. I'm one of them people that's like, whatever you say, JNR Junior, I don't care.
What if they call
like,
you Janitor Choi?
Janitor, that's different. No, you know, when you mess it up is when you say, when I'm like, someone's like, what's your name? I'm like, Junior. And they're like, oh, Julia. And that's when I'm like, are you kidding me?
There it is. You got one.
That's like stupidity, though.
Got you.
That's right. Like, what are you saying?
Right. When they say, so you saying, like, what's the worst way you've heard somebody say your name?
Julia.
Julia?
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean? I said Junior. And you said Julia. I don't get it.
They said Julia?
Yeah, I said, there's yo, no what's your name? There. They said, what's
that's
your name?
That's crazy. So that was in London. That ain't no American shit.
Everywhere.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, everywhere, to the point where I say Jay. Just Jay.
Just call me Jay.
Just Jay. Because I heard it too many times and I'm like, I don't even want to correct you.
Julia? That's crazy. What about the last name? People fuck that up?
Yeah. What they say? Cho? Or like, Chow? But what? I hear Chow. It looks Asian. So yeah, Chow's.
Not gonna lie, bro. Before I did the research, bro, yeah. I'm like, oh, Asian dude sound cool. Yeah. Like, I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Does he?
I think it's a Korean name. Though.
South Korean.
It's South Korean.
Yeah, right. South Korean.
Thank you for the correction. Yeah. Hearing that, does that offend you? Because I'm gonna tell you my take on the situation. But hearing those comparisons or that with people not really necessarily doing the research and knowing that, does that offend you? Or you just like, man, I'll just try to the game.
Come on, we're too. We can't get offended about anything.
I think it's a good situation to be in right now.
Yeah.
Because you're on the opposite end of having that super recognizable face and you know, to the point where you can't do shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. How does that feel right now to be in that position where people know the song, but not maybe. May have not made the connection to the face just yet.
Well, for the most part, I'm enjoying the freedom, but you'd be surprised how many people do recognize it.
I know, I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah. Definitely.
But for the most part, I'm enjoying the freedom. I know it's going to get long.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I know. Do you have a problem, like in London, do you have a problem walking around? Like, you came with some big ass niggas today, so I just. I just want to know, like, if you have a problem walking around London, like, the people like, oh my God.
Firstly,
like,
we don't really walk anywhere. But, you know, when we're shopping and stuff, people do pull up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's cool.
Do you think that it, like, okay, I'm just going to sound like a weird question, but what do you prefer? Do you prefer to just be able to just move freely at, like, when you say you by yourself.
Right.
And you might go get some food or whatever. Do you prefer that or do you like the fanfare, walking through the mall, like, oh my God.
I like being alone.
You like being alone?
Yeah, I've been to lunch a couple of times in my life out here.
Do people, like, when you eating, do people, like, walk up to you while you eating?
Sometimes.
Are you one of them people who you don't want to be bothered or?
Nah, I just appreciate it. It's like, oh, yo, thank you for showing love. Like, yeah.
That's what's up.
Well, you got to flip.
Don't be an asshole.
Nah, dude. It's just no point, you know. They're coming out of their comfort zone more time, and I respect the fact they're coming out of their comfort zone.
Jeez, man.
Go ahead. No, I was going to ask you about, because I have a friend, right, and she's from South London, and I was making fun of her because she was like, yeah, South London is, it's kind of like, it's gentrified now, but it's like, it wasn't the place. It was, and I'm like, bro, we from... You know where we from? I don't want to be disrespectful because my big homies, my OGs always taught me that it could be a hood anywhere.
This is everywhere.
There's hoods everywhere. But do you ever feel a way when people like try to play London, like London might not have a hood or a street element? Or
I couldn't care less.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't get me paid.
I feel that.
I couldn't care less. But don't be misled.
Don't be misled. They be slicing and stabbing niggas.
Yeah,
and shit.
Don't go to South London or any parts just thinking it's sweet.
Word.
Yeah, don't do that.
But guns are outlawed in London.
We don't have guns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure.
Which probably might make it even worse because you don't move wary.
So you're not really on top of your shit. You're not on your.
You might not be as like, all right, cool. He can get me from a distance.
But wouldn't that mean like people from London gotta know how to fight?
Yeah,
because they know guns. 100%. Like out here, people be 100%. Cowards.
Yeah, man. People just be shooting people out here, I heard.
Yeah.
No, you have to learn how to fight for sure.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
You grow up scrapping. That's it.
Did you like, what about like, is it like a, you know, like out here in America, we put our kids in like martial arts and stuff like that? Or is it just like, hey, you at school and somebody walking home and you just got to fight them. And,
yeah, you just got to fight.
Damn.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Figure out.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. But no, is there no martial arts? Figure it out. Figure out.
Now, but before the music, before, you know, modeling, before all these things, we'll get a chance to talk about, man. What's that thing? What's that thing that you were into, like, prior to the music?
Living life. If you're going to talk business-wise, it's fashion.
Fashion.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
But prior to fashion?
Prior to fashion, I've been into fashion for a long time. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a tough question. I've been into fashion since, like, I call it college. I think you guys call that university, but, like,
it's college, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, before university.
High school.
Right. So since high school, I've been into fashion. Damn. So that's like.
So you always had money. Because I didn't have no money in high school, bro. I was wearing weird shit.
Nah, I was kind of the guy who just got a job. Like, I just, every 3 months, I'd have a new job. But, like, I got the job early. You know when everyone's still, like, figuring it out in school and I'm, like, working in retail. Gotcha. I think I finessed my CV or something. Like, my CV was popping, like.
Really?
Anywhere I applied, I just got it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think it had anything to do with how tall you was? It's like you walk in there and they're like, we better give him the job or else he going to fuck us up.
Maybe. Charisma too, though. You have to be a cool guy.
I feel that.
Yeah.
What did you learn that from? Is that something that's like from family or just walking around? Like how did you get that, like kind of build that character up, that trait?
I mean, I think the main thing is just being like street smart, you know? You just understand life if you've been thrown in the deep end immediately. You just kind of get used to, all right, cool, you have to, you know, this is a certain kind of person, so this is da 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 da. And then obviously going through so many jobs also taught me so much too, because you meet so many people.
I want to dive. Go.
No, because I'm curious about the jobs too. So you mentioned retail. What other jobs were you doing?
It was mainly retail.
Oh, it was
like JD.
He was still in the clothes.
It was like da da da.
You said he was still in the clothes.
Allegedly.
Only a couple of times.
what type of customers would you run into? We do something called curbside confessions where we talk about, you know, passengers, drivers, whatever.
But right.
In your situation, customers, what customers did you deal with?
Everything. Like, bro, you'll get the broke ones that want to be rich. You get the really rich ones that are just trying to be cheap. You get everything. You get everything under the sun. You get the ones who just come and just talk for stupid reasons and then they cut without spending a thing. You get the ones that are just more interested in you. Like, there's a lot of, you meet so many people during the day that your communication skills just go one up.
Now, have you ever seen somebody try to shoplift? And if
100%.
So, did you stop?
Hell no. You just do your thing, fam.
Do y'all get a whistle or something? Or like?
Nah.
Let them have
it's
them,
like man. A radio, like, yo, by the way.
Hey, man, they out the door.
This is happening.
Yeah.
But nah, I just let that one happen.
Before we get into the music, I want to talk about something that maybe you can educate me on, right? Mm-hmm. Or not educate. I just want to blame it on ignorance, right? Okay. So I took a train trip one time with my mom,
mm-hmm.
and there was two people in there. They were black people from London.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be like 11 years old, 12 years old. I didn't understand that America only does the segregation shit, where this person is black or this person is African-American.
Right.
And I didn't know in the UK, it's like, bro, I'm British. Is that like not a thing? Because when I asked her, I was like, yo, what are you? She was like, I'm British. But she was a black woman, right? And I didn't understand. I automatically thought British people were white people.
I feel like that here, though. I feel like when I ask a lot of people, like, where you from? It's like, I'm American.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't even ask that question to them. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, where did you grow up? Or like, where was you born? That's my question now. Because I feel like asking where are you from is kind of like.
But are you asking like roots-wise?
Or I'm just asking roots-wise.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know that shit.
But see, my friends that are from London, like, they'll say, oh, I'm from Uganda or I'm from Jamaica.
Yeah.
They don't say like out here we say I'm black.
Right.
But black is not a thing. It's not a country.
Yeah,
it doesn't identify with any lineage or nothing. So out there, I was wondering if it's different because out here we Americans do stupid shit. So I was wondering if it was different out there.
Nah, we say where we're from country wise. I'm like, yo, where are you from? They're like, oh, Nigeria. Gambia.
Got you. But you still there's no segregation in it. Right?
Nah, I think she was probably telling you she was from London.
Yeah.
Or trying to make sure you know if she's not from America. I think that's what she was trying to do.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to dive into the music real quick. Your music has been described as a mashup between R&B and dancehall. Is that an accurate description to you?
For summer, for sure.
To sum it up?
For summer.
For summer?
Yeah.
Okay. But To the Moon is like, I mean, some drill-ish type of vibe or
Afro
whatever.
Afro drill.
That, huh?
I like
Afro
that.
Drill.
Afro drill.
For winter.
for winter. Mm-hmm. So you do drill in the winter and then you do R&B dance hall in the summer?
I don't listen, I don't know about you, but I don't listen to the same kind of music all year through.
Facts. Mm. That's a good point.
When it hits summertime, I'm with Jones in the park. I'm listening to like R&B. I'm listening to Tory Lanez. I'm listening to like Afro beats. I'm listening to things that are making, you know, making everyone feel good. Mm-hmm. And then in the winter, I'm listening to stuff that makes me feel good. I'm like, it's mosh pit time. It's time to go rage. Like, it's time to like get lit. It's time to, you know, drive fast and listen to Cody and Crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different time.
That's a great point. Nobody's ever said that before, right? As far as like, you don't listen to the same thing all year.
Nah, and I think maybe it's also like a fashion background too. Like, I used to model, so like, things are in seasons. In summer, I make summer music. In winter, I make winter music.
Now, the drill thing became exploded out here.
Yeah, it did.
On the East Coast, obviously, we don't really do it that much over here on the West Coast, but being from out there, where I would assume that London drill is the grandfather of the sound, no?
Chicago, but yeah.
London I'm talking made about it the style of yeah. The style of that. I mean, we know Chicago drill is like.
But London, London definitely like, you know, made it more like, let's jump on.
Okay, right. Yeah. Is there a connection to the sound that's taking off on the East Coast, like from the London drill scene out there? I've never been to the UK before, so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, like we're kind of just both influenced by each other. I think it's kind of like almost like a competition. Really? If you're talking about East Coast and London, yeah, it's like, oh, whose drill is better? That's almost why we kind of even did that with the remix, with Favi G Herbo and M24 and Russ. Because it's like everyone's representing their own area.
Right.
Chicago, New York, and in the UK.
So when you said you don't listen to the same thing all year, when To the Moon was made, I would assume in the winter?
It was made in August.
But that summer, you said that's R&B vibes.
Right. So the way that designers make their stuff, they make their stuff early.
You feel me? I fuck with you. Hey, this motherfucker got an answer for everything. No, because the square root of 3,995.
It's not about no maps now. Nah, but you feel me though, like.
Yeah, I feel you, sir. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, they done made that stuff on the spot. Like.
I'm trying to think of the summer out in the UK is when?
Summer starts now.
Got it.
Really?
Okay, so yeah.
We're May.
Until ends around end of August.
Okay, so it's around the same time.
Kind of. Yeah, end of August, it starts to get, you know, colder. You gotcha. Know what I mean?
But what's y'all winter though, bro? I know you probably don't know. Do you know to translate from Celsius to Fahrenheit? Because I don't know the Celsius shit.
So your normal day is like what?
70 in LA. 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Right,
let me figure that shit out.
Because it's cold. In the UK.
Right now in London, it is, how do I do this? It is 13 degrees Celsius, which is in the US, hold on, because this is kind of cold.
What is 13 degrees Celsius in
56.
Fahrenheit?
56.
So it's 56.
Okay. Right.
That's cold, bro.
It gets colder than that. So we're talking about like 40s.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
That's cold.
Yeah. This is cold already.
Bro, we from LA. Anything less than 60 degrees, it's like, bro, we need a hoodie, a jacket. Like, you came in here sleeveless. It's kind of chilly at night, bro. Matter of fact, the homie only went with the hoodie on. Like, what's wrong with y'all? No, because I went to Chicago one time, and they was on some other type of shit, other type of time. It was 50 degrees, people walking around in chanclas and half shorts.
Bro. No way.
Yeah, like this ain't cold. It's summer.
Yeah, no, I'm bugging. I went on a run this morning, so I'm confused.
He's like, I'm just mean.
I feel that. I'm confused. You know, I'm confused. I'm like, LA, LA is supposed to be hot, so why am I not hot? Is my thing. Like, when I go to Morocco, I can wear this all day. Why am I cold right now?
Nah, yeah, I hear it's a little different. I mean, we technically have good weather, but I think the comparison is a little different. What was the things that you thought about prior to coming to the US, and then, you know, things that were confirmed or maybe like. Okay, yeah, this is actually true from what I thought, or it's like, nah, this is misconceptions.
Yeah, that's straight up. Jeez. I don't know. The food.
Food is ass?
Food's dead.
Damn.
Yeah, food is dead.
I feel you. Yeah, but you was probably, what was you eating though? Like burgers and shit?
I've tried everything.
Sushi, burgers, pizza. You had what?
I had lobster, octopus, salmon.
Nah, see, hey.
And mac and cheese today.
Bro, no. I guarantee you. You did not have the right mac and cheese.
Where'd you go?
The mac and cheese was crazy, I'll be honest.
Where?
I had lobster mac and cheese in Catch.
Wait, Catch? Yeah, but that's a little Caucasian.
That was good.
You know what I'm saying?
That was good.
Let me in.
I said, I caught me. Okay, but listen, you gonna show me where the spots are?
Yeah, because bro, when people come to LA, they be like, oh, the food, but they only be in a certain little area because they be going around and all the shows and stuff. Nah, bro.
I don't know. You talking about the U.S. You're not just talking about specifically. Nah,
I went to Licking in Miami, and I was...
Gotcha. Finger licking is fire.
You don't like finger licking? He said it ain't hidden.
I know the answer.
He said
it. Okay, so look. Said, okay, what do you like to eat?
What do I like
Julia
to eat?
Choi. What are you? I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. What do you like to eat, bro?
Depends on the day, but I really, I'm a seafood kind of guy. I like oysters. I like women.
You like to eat women. That's, I don't know if that's really
that,
like,
ooh, edible.
Hannibal Lecter or
that, ooh, edible.
Or, you know, that's Pornhub. I don't know which one it is. I don't
edible. No, I like salmon. I like steak. Chicken.
So like surf and turf. You like the steak and you like the seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's just the seasoning. The seasoning here ain't hitting.
Really?
Yeah, the seasoning.
Bro, do you realize that? See, it's finna get racist in here. Do you know that white people came from over there in Europe over here and start jacking us, the Aborigines or indigenous people?
Yeah, yeah.
They were jacking indigenous people for spices because they shit was bland.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Bland chicken came from Europe.
Yeah.
Over there.
I'm not disagreeing. I ain't from there. I'm from Africa.
I feel that.
That's different.
I feel that.
Settled,
right?
You said what you wanted to say.
I feel that. I feel that. Do you think that, like, okay, as far as musically, right?
Mm.
Do you think your greatest influences come from R&B, dancehall, drill? I'm talking about your greatest influences.
Right now, Afrobeats.
He said right now, bro. Yeah. Okay, like when you first started doing music, what was your sound or what was your...
It was Afro influence.
It was Afro.
Yeah, it's okay. Afro influence.
So like heavy, like... I don't think a lot of people know what the tradition, like what the Afro sound is.
There isn't a traditional. It's very hybrid. Mm. So it's a mix of, like you said earlier, it's like Afro and like dancehall. My dad used to listen to a lot of reggae. My mom used to listen to a lot of like Usundo. It's just, there's a lot of... Afro itself is like even a hybrid of loads of stuff because you can dig deep.
Right.
You can dig deep and it doesn't sound like any Afro beats you've heard right now. So it's like, it's a long trail that, you know, it's going to soon to be discovered.
Is it more of an appreciation thing that it's kind of like the wave right now? Or is it like, this shit, like y'all don't know what it really is.
Yeah, you don't know what it really is.
Got it.
Afro beats is a move. Like, mm-hmm. you don't even need to hear what's happening. You just, it's a vibe. Like, feeling, you know, you're really moving. I don't know if you heard I'm a Piano. Yeah, it's making its way over here, but everyone I've been asking in the States doesn't know what that is, but I'll show you some stuff. And
please,
it's like,
yeah.
it's like house music for black people.
Word.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
You just be moving. Vibes. No, you don't even need lyrics. Just.
So what about like music, like, because I listened to the project, your project you dropped last year.
It's 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still like, I'll hear people will misconstrue it as like dance hall, techno, kind of like, Afro, a little bit like a hybrid of that, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
But then the way you describe it is different. Is that something that you struggle with musically? Like you don't care what people think?
No.
I love that. Though.
As long as it sounds like good, me releasing and like you can pick your moment. I don't know how you felt about the tape, but like,
yeah, no.
Could you
honestly
pick some certain moments that you'd like? You
know, yes.
Some songs that you put in certain moments.
I'm gonna keep it a bug with you. I'm gonna keep it all the way. I'm that guy. See, I'm gonna tell you the truth.
You should.
I didn't think I was gonna like it. You know what I'm saying? Because I went into it with the mindset of, which I'm pretty sure you're used to, oh, it's to the moon or it's completely the opposite.
Mm.
Because a lot of people would be like, oh, don't box me in. I'm a multi-genre artist and I read your shit and like you don't really have a clear lane like that. You want to do seasonal shit. So when I went into it, I'm like, man, this shit is finna be whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but then I was listening to it and it forced me to be open-minded.
Right.
And it forced me to be like, oh, okay, this is the way you described it is perfect because it sounds like a wave.
Right.
Like it doesn't sound just
one
dimensional.
Yeah. It just gives you a moment and this one's going to age. It's going to be something for the future. So everything I kind of do is for the future. Now it's time for like present moments.
Now you talk about fashion, being fashion forward, you're a real fashion guy. Whose fashion do you respect? Like when they get dressed, you be like, pick a couple of artists that you would allow to be your stylist.
Oh God,
he said, oh God.
A lot of rappers can't dress, I'll be honest.
That's why I know. I've heard that from people who really into fashion. Yeah. They like rappers dress horrible.
Very, very bad. It's insane. They really just buy pieces like all day.
Off the mannequin.
Just pretty much. They'll be mixing Louis with this and that. And I'm like, yeah.
But whose style do you respect?
Rocky.
Okay.
Carti. Skepta.
Mm-hmm.
Travis.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't miss with the streetwear.
Hmm.
And yeah, those are the only people that really let style me.
I fuck with that. I like that. Mm. I like you included Carti.
Yeah.
Dude.
What about Ye?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, no, of course. He's a goat. Yeah, I let him style me, 100%.
Who would you like to style?
I ain't trying to make no enemies.
No, I'm just saying. It don't have to be in a bad way. Exactly. It's just like, yo, I would love to try to dress you for one.
Oh, not in a bad way, on like a, yeah, let me, I love to style, like, I don't know. Hold on, let me think. I'm thinking, like, structure and stuff. I'd love to put Fugger in some stuff.
You said Ferg?
Fugger.
Oh, Thugger?
Yeah, he can dress already, but like, 50 Cent. Yeah, that'd be funny. Oh, Ross.
I think you styling 50 Cent would make my day, bro.
That'd be fun.
That shit'd be epic.
That'd be fun.
Because you'll pick these tight ass shirts and Super Bowl 50 ain't really that nigga like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'll style him. I'll style him properly. Like, it wouldn't even be crazy.
Give him a big jacket.
A huge, like, bomber jacket. A crazy bomber jacket, a crazy varsity jacket. Yeah, yeah, you know, keep it clean.
What streetwear brands out here do y'all fuck with over there?
That are from LA?
From the UK. I mean, I'm sorry, from America.
Oh, from America. Streetwear. I'm not really into streetwear right now, I'll be honest with you.
You do high fashion?
Yeah, I'm going to have to think real quick. But Supreme's still cool. Nike's even streetwear to me, I'll be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Mm.
Track suits. So, okay, let me ask you this.
Mm.
When Americans come over there to... You could tell that it's...
Oh, 100%.
Hey, because the way he said...
Shorts, J's, and a white tee or that's a vest it. And a gold chain, and you're good.
Spot American right there.
And don't forget the hat, the snapback. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh,
American ass.
Fucking American.
And the white socks all the way up to the... Like how I've got mine. Like.
Yeah, like people
YG. People think I'm American when I'm in the UK sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Even when I'm in like Europe, they'll be like, oh, you American?
What is it? The braids? Like, what is it?
I don't know. I just don't look like them.
What do you feel like the biggest misconception of Junior Choi is?
Misconception? I don't know. There might be a few. Misconception...
And it could just be based off of just people seeing you for the first time and actually getting a chance to chop it up with you. Like, oh man, I didn't know he was like this, or you know what I mean? Or just anything.
Some people don't actually know I'm British. Facts. Some people think I'm Pop Smoke.
Facts.
Some people think I'm Fugger. Some people think I'm like, yeah, everyone under the sun. Some people think I'm a one hit wonder.
I like that. I like that.
They're gonna be fooled. It's gonna be funny.
Like you gonna see.
You don't even know. I don't know.
What people think
I'm like, I'm not nice. Some people might think I'm like, I'm quite standoffish or like closed.
But is it based off of like you being more, do you feel like you're more of an introvert?
I'm both. I'm an introvert, extrovert.
Bro, he's not nothing, just one thing.
Yeah,
no. Don't put him in a box.
I'm in no box.
Both bathrooms.
Ever. Exactly.
He just...
I really do that.
Bro, that's hella fucked. You mentioned the Pop Smoke thing. Everybody thought when To The Moon came out it was Pop Smoke. I know you.
I don't see the resemblance, but I hear it.
No, I'm talking about the sonically. Sonically. I know. You don't see the resemblance sonically.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah, nah. I mean, my accent's completely different at first. For the first, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then our voices, he's got a way deeper voice than me.
Yeah.
Like a way deeper voice.
Well, I think kind of like when the album came out and we got songs like The Woo and like What You Know About Love, people start to hear different frequencies of pop.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not just Dior. Like, Dior is like, I can see. Like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But like when you get What You Know About Love,
and
you get different frequencies of Pop Smoke, then I can see why people would assume that, because even people call the radio station, they're like, yo, we want to hear that Pop Smoke, the moon shit. You know what I mean? And it's like,
fair enough.
No, I'm saying that's what we had to just tell people, like, nah,
that's not Pop Smoke.
Thank you.
But so you can understand that though, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm very open minded. I can see why some people would be like, but like if you really, really think about it and you really listen, you're just like, nah.
But when I listen to your other stuff, nothing sounds like that.
Take another listen. C'est la vie.
No. I'm talking about the sonics. Your voice is not as deep as it.
Listen again. In every single song, there's an undertone. Yeah. The only thing is with this song, I didn't do an actual higher octave. But in every other song, there's a lower octave and a higher octave.
But I don't see how
we're singing with vibes in. Yeah. Whereas the winter stuff, which is what I was getting into to the moon, was just pretty much pure lower octave.
Gotcha. Yeah. And was that done intentionally because of the sound at the time, or? No, like what made you decide not to put that high octave on it?
Because it's winter stuff. It's like, we're getting gritty. We're getting aggressive with it.
Got you.
Yeah. So To the Moon is the only song from the winter music that I've released.
Hmm. Now, do you, as far as, I got to get all my UK questions off because I don't get people from, but like.
It's the first time and the last time.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. There's going to be way more.
We're
paving the way.
Do artists from overseas care about being successful in America?
Yeah, but ignorantly.
What you mean?
They care, but then they don't do anything about it. Mm. Yeah. You know, we're here right now in person. I mean, we took the flight. We're paying for the accommodation.
Facts.
You know, we're making sure we're here.
So is that important, though, like to become the artist that they want to be? I'm speaking for a group of artists that may want to be where you are today, be as successful as you are globally, right? Mm. Is that a necessary thing, or are people getting complacent and staying in their comfort zone? Okay, I'm the man in London. I'm the man in Africa. I'm the man over here, and they just stay in their bubble.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't blame them. I think it's also a lot of the industry. You know, they try to keep them in that because that's where they're making their bread.
Because I know, like
modeling too, they don't really want you to be traveling because they make the most of their bread from where you are. Facts. So you start traveling around, it's like, I've got to share bread with him and him and him. It's like, of course, I hear why they would not want my mans to be out.
Because I know, like, there's artists that we are getting familiar with from Africa who I wish did more and traveled around and shit like that. So that way people would know who they are because, like, they're dope.
That one might be a little bit more difficult because, you know, African passports are more difficult to travel with. You know, you got a whole team with you. It's going to be hard to get everyone on board.
Word.
But, yeah, like, Europe and stuff, like, yeah, they could definitely. I mean, it's also who they target within their music too. You know, you choose who you want to be targeting. I make my music targeting the world. I don't make my music targeting the UK.
I feel
same
that.
Same thing personality wise. It's like, you can't box me in. Everybody can love my music.
Right.
Now, I heard it took you made To the Moon in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that also always like a recipe for you? Like, if you know you make something quick, this can take off? Or is it just like every single thing is different for you?
Everything's different.
And did you, at that moment, did you feel like that was the record that was going to go? Or did you have to be convinced, like, okay, this is the one?
I kind of just saw it happen before my eyes. So, like, we made it. I didn't really think much of it. It wasn't like, this is the one. Like, I need to drop this. It was more like, cool, it's part of the winner project. Let's put it in the bank. Okay, cool. It's time to like shortlist the tracks. There's like 12. All right, cool. We put this like number. It was even number 6. It was actually physically number 6. Wow. It wasn't even like high up in the choices of the tracks I wanted to use. And then obviously mixed and mastered. And then one of my DJs, he DJs at every popping club I like. Mm. So like the Poppies and the da-da-da.
He does that
in London.
Gotcha.
Like every popping club, Cirque, Tape.
He hit you, was like, yo, this shit's going off.
Yeah, he DJs my sets. We was running around grinding, you know, performing at like spots and like getting crowds together, performing all the summer stuff, some of the winter stuff, leaking some of the winter stuff. So he, you know, snippeted some of the winter stuff at the club in his set, and he snippeted To the Moon. And then he just texted me like, bro, you need to come and see this. This is crazy. Like, the reaction to this one was mental. So I come in now, I'm like, yo, let me see. I'm like, what the hell? Like, he plays the song, like, people run up to the DJ booth with like shirts on, like Shazam out. I'm talking like,
really?
I'm talking like Caucasian men that have just finished work, like,
damn.
Ready to like,
we got something. Gold
Patek on his wrist, like, has no business loving this kind of music. Wow. It's like Shazam on his phone, like, what song is this? And I'm just there, like, it's me.
Yeah.
That was happening. And I watched that and I was like, okay, cool.
Magic.
Like, this has to drop. I've never seen this kind of reaction to my music before. And this has to drop. And you know what's crazy? he's still been doing that. He's still been snippeting some songs. Yeah. And he's told me about three more that I had that same reaction.
But yeah, keep him on the team.
Back. Sure. So we're good.
Yeah, no, that's amazing, bro.
We're good for
and salute to you for actually listening to it, because I've heard in a lot of cases where, you know, DJs specifically will tell artists, yo, this is the record that goes. And they're like, nah, but this is the one I'm trying to present to the people. It's like, wow. Yo, this is the one that the people are reacting to. So for you, kudos to you for actually listening,
bro. Thank you. I appreciate that. But you can't look at that. You can't see that happen. And that's just pure, that's different kind of ignorance. I'm ignorant, but like, I'm not on a silly way. Like, if you see something right in front of you, you know what I'm saying?
What kind of ignorant are you?
I'm more like, I'm just not bothered. Like, I don't really care what else is going on in life other than the stuff I need to be focused on.
He's saying, I don't care what nothing else is going on in there.
Unless it's making me bread or taking care of my people, so I don't give a care.
Do you have a social media addiction?
Absolutely.
So, because on your Instagram, you only follow 3 people. So usually people only do that when they get caught up all day scrolling. So what's the reason for that?
One, because there's a lot of distracting stuff that I don't need to be seeing. And then two, you know when you're unfollowing people and you're like, oh, I feel bad. Like, oh, I can't unfollow you. I've known you for like 4 years. I can't. I thought, you know what? If I just get rid of everybody, no one can say nothing.
Facts.
Ain't no excuse at that point.
So no distractions. So no distractions.
No distractions. And also, like, I needed to clean it up anyways. And it's just like, I can't be bothered to do pick a favor and then bump into you next week and be like, oh, why'd you unfollow me? Like,
Wait, so is the DJ that told you about, are you following him?
Nah.
He's not tripping though?
No, of course not. It's just Instagram. Like,
I know. Right.
We're deeper than that.
I'm just trying to figure out, who are the 3 people that he's following?
Right, they're in this room.
Facts.
There it is.
There you go.
All right. Family, for sure.
Exactly.
What if
one of y'all fall off the list? Y'all tripping?
Yeah.
What if you go to 2?
Actually, yesterday I unfollowed us.
Who? Yeah. Wait, what happened?
I had to unfollow them yesterday. They're up to no good, man.
For real?
Yeah, they started changing their DP to like Gunner and Fug. I was like, bro, come on, man.
Like, I'm done.
What you mean? You want, why? Okay, what's the, okay, this is a good, great, because we had this conversation like last week on the radio. Mm-hmm. When why do people take it personal? Or is it considered a diss when you unfollow somebody? Like, is that considered a diss to somebody? Like somebody
personally? Absolutely not. Like, if I have your phone number and I know you personally, I don't even have a phone number. If I know you personally and I see you and it's cool. It's all love.
You're not tripping.
I meet some people, G, and it's like, I'm like, bro, I'm following you. You know, I have a whole nother account. Right. Like, I have a whole nother account, which is like my actual main personal profile. Oh, like, I post on that like every day almost. Like, that's my actual, like, all right, cool, here's what's happening. Yeah. And here's the people that I meet and I know. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, I'll follow you on that account. They're like, nah, but I want you to follow me on that. I'm like, what the?
I need to pop an account to follow me.
Yeah, so it's like that's where it's just some like social media thing. And that's where I'm like, I'm too far past that. Like, I've been past that. This whole like social media thing is crazy. I don't know, people are just losing their mind.
Yeah. But it's kind of interesting too, because the social media thing has helped blow the career up as well.
For sure.
You got a lot of people that, you know, obviously showing love with the TikTok and Instagram. Has that allowed you to kind of dive deeper into social media in that aspect as far as who's supporting it? Or do you still kind of like stay away from it?
I stay away. Yeah. Because it's really consume or be consumed. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's like consume or like be like, you know, you let it work for you or you're part of it.
Right.
Got you.
And I'm no disrespect to everyone who's part of it.
For sure.
It's lit. Like, I see so much joy in it. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, like, people are really out. I'm watching people make videos, having fun. Like, it's a whole vibe. I'm like, wow, like, I really wish I could. But I just genuinely haven't got enough time, and it's not my personality no more.
Yeah.
All right. We got this thing called the homegrown head scratcher. Okay. Mm-hmm. These are elementary school test questions. I got 3 of them for you. And so what we do is we have our listeners call the radio station, right? Yeah. So when they call up, they guess if you got the answer right or wrong, and they win tickets.
Okay.
So you just have, even if you don't know the answer, just take a second and think about it and then guess. So that way, when they call, they can say he got it right or wrong.
Okay.
And that's how they win the tickets.
He's on me maths.
All right. Ready for the first one?
I'm ready.
All right. How many bones do sharks have? Hey, don't look over there. Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
None.
All right. I'm going to give you another one because fuck that.
You see him? He's the quiz guy.
Yeah, fuck that.
Hey, teeth, bones, though?
He knows everything.
Teeth or bones?
Cartilage.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to take your word for it.
You see, this is why I follow 3 people, right?
Man, fuck all that. He gave you the answer.
We need to phone a friend. You I got to be ready.
Fuck all
that. I'm about to say 56.
Right. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you 3 more.
I'm about to get that so wrong. I'm failing all of these.
I'm going to give you 3 more because he fucked it up.
All right.
Three new ones. Let's go.
Don't look over there. All right.
I ain't going to look. I'm going to get this.
All right. Here we go.
Let's go.
What is a group of lions called?
Savages.
Savages. I mean, I don't think that's it. But
is it a herd? Oh, no, I was never getting that.
Well, what do you savages? Okay, no.
Savages.
Savages. No.
You would have ate this up, man.
It's called a pride.
Yeah, I heard.
All right. Ray, y'all got no answering.
Nah, he's going to answer after, isn't it?
All right. Name the closest star to Earth.
The sun.
That's good.
Boom. I was about to say, you got to get that shit right.
That was easy.
You can't have a song to the moon.
My heart started bumping.
You can't have a song to the moon and have any...
that's why I was like, yeah.
Astronomy questions.
Hey, you said astronomy Venus. Questions. You said Venus.
Right.
The moon. I thought he was for sure was going to say the moon. I thought he was for sure was going to say the moon. I was like, oh, we great, got his ass. It'd
be great marketing.
Okay. You should have got it wrong just for the marketing.
Right.
Okay.
I should say my name too. Junior tried to the moon.
Last one. How many pairs of wings do bees have?
How many pairs?
Yeah,
it's a trick question.
You no, mean. They got pairs.
Yeah. Exactly. They got pairs of wings. So
how many pairs?
Huh?
He over there losing his shit. Yeah. He over there losing his shit right now. The homie over there.
They got four
mad,
wings.
Mad, right.
How many?
They got four wings, no?
How
that's
many
two
pairs?
Pairs?
Two pairs?
Yeah.
That's your final answer?
I don't know anymore. Hold on. Hold on. Let me think. That's Happy Feet. What's the other one? The Bee Movie. Yeah, I'm trying to picture my man.
This fool in Disney and shit.
He's hauling Pixar's catalog.
Nah, I swear there's only four wings.
Okay, so two pairs your
final? Two pairs my final answer, man.
That's good. That's gotta be a
man. See, what are you doing? Man caught me. I was like, nah. Like, I had to be a man about this. I had to be like, nah, I'm right. Like,
all right. Bonus question. Bonus question. What is the name of Harry Potter's pet owl?
Hedwig.
How you know that?
Because I'm British.
He's like, duh.
I'm British.
Because I'm British. I'm he British. Was just African a minute ago. Ain't that a bitch?
I'm a British. I'm an African British.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. We going back to the tape. This nigga was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm African. Hey. Now he
nah,
British.
Because
the head
know you.
That.
You
got, the fuck out of here.
You got to put a foot in when, you got to put a foot in when it's Harry Potter, bro.
You see how quick that shit switched up?
Take advantage of your
advantage. That shit switched up like a motherfucker. I'm British.
I'm British.
He put his chest out and shit. It's Bond. James Bond.
Nah, I'm crying. That's yeah, James funny. Bond, James Bond and Harry Potter. They're goat films, man. You gotta watch them. Man.
Who's the best Bond?
My man.
You said what? What did he say?
I said my man, didn't it? I don't know his name. Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig's the best Bond to you?
Yeah.
Are you tripping?
Who's what?
I mean, the nigga before him was fired.
The old one?
The older guy.
That started doing the
what?
Yeah. Daniel Craig's when he got serious. Daniel Craig was when it was sexy.
They just didn't they just kill him off?
Probably.
Yeah.
But they had like Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Those were the ones I wanted to see.
Oh, you want the joints.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I heard you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the fast car and all the tech. It was like,
here's the manifestation part, right?
Right?
The year can't end without Junior Choi doing what?
Taking over the world, really.
I love that.
Domination.
Yeah, absolutely. But not connecting the world. Yeah, it's more than even taking over, it's connecting the world. Gotcha. Africa, UK, US, all one.
Artists that you want to work with. Throw it out there.
Pharrell, The Weeknd. We'll go do some stuff with St. John real soon.
St. John is so talented, bro.
100%. Oh, you should hear his new stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I gotta hit him up, man.
It's crazy. Honestly, I'm more of an organic person, man. I kind of want to just, you know, bump into someone somewhere and be like, oh, let's work, or like, we're in the same city, or, you know, kind of like how the G Herbo, like, remix feature happened.
Yeah.
He's just in the studio, was in the studio with Metro, and he was just like, yo, you sound sick, honestly. Send a verse back the next day.
Facts.
Because I would never reach out and be like, yo, like.
So you never DM'd anybody, reached out for a feature or anything like that?
No.
What if about people hitting you up? Like, are you okay with that? Like, if
they have, but I'm not really, unless it feels right.
Really?
They gotta hit him on a personal account.
If they have his personal,
oh, I'm gonna just out at that one. I mean, out in everything today.
That's good. What about your lady friends? Do they have access to the personal account?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Do you believe in marriage?
Yeah.
Me too.
Clearly. Yeah, me too.
Right.
You put my tooth under my pillow too.
Yeah. He believes in magic as a Muslim with seven wives. That's how he believes in
magic. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Man. Yo, man, we appreciate you coming on through, bro. Is there anything you want to let the people, the fans, anybody know, whether it's new music that's coming out or just anything that you want the folks to know that we haven't discussed as of right now?
I mean, it's all a vibe, bruv. I'll be real. But there's loads of more music coming. There's a whole movie coming. There's a whole, like, you know, sit down, grab your popcorn, watch the movie, and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Truly enjoy it. Yeah. I just like the whole rollout.
The whole plan,
the whole execution is going to be so beautiful. Just enjoy every moment. And really, like, enjoy it with me. And don't be shy with him.
I'm sorry, one more thing. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to artists that are similar in your situation that, you know, are on the come up, trying to do their thing, and now they see you. Obviously, they see the success, but they're on their way on the come up or, you know, maybe in a down spot. What advice would you give to newer artists on the come up?
Continue doing exactly what you're doing. Everything you're doing, you're going to learn from. And if you feel like you're going to excel from that situation, you're going to excel and you're going to learn something more. You're going to keep learning until it's like, you're going to understand that it's inevitable. And then once you've got that inevitable, like, energy within you, like, it's just a matter of time. We've had that feeling for, like, 3 years. Like, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. And then it's like, okay, cool, we're ready. But you just got to be ready. That's really it. Because once the moment comes, it can go quickly. So just be ready.
Embrace it.
Yeah, embrace it and be ready.
That's what's up.
Junior Choi, appreciate you coming on through, man. It's Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. Catch y'all next time.